I'm still lost for words right now, man. It's a lot to soak in, you know, just being, I'm at home right now in Youngstown, and, you know, in the house I grew up in, man, words can't really explain how I feel right now.
I want you to talk about Youngstown before we get into football and what Youngstown is like and what you survived in Youngstown, because this could have gone the wrong way.
Man, I survived a lot, you know, growing up around violence, gangs, and all that stuff. You know, the house I'm standing in now with my grandma's house, you know, just got shot up when I was younger, when I was in here. You know, I see my first person get killed right in front of me, 2 feet away from me when I was 9 years old. You know, it's not really a place that people really make it out. But, you know, I'm happy to say I'm the first one to do it.
Lynn Bowden Jr. is with us. Let's talk about your playing career because, man, what you did the last couple of years, and especially 2 years ago, you are an unselfish guy. I want you to tell the Vegas audience the positions you played, because they put up on the board tonight that you're a receiver. But
yes, sir. You know, I started out at the running back position, you know, played quarterback, receiver, return, punter, kicker, DB. You know, I play everything. So, you know, yeah, what y'all getting out of me is something very special.
You know, Lynn, and that's something I can relate to, too. I mean, when we play youth football, we play every position. Hell, I played linebacker, and I was drafted as a wide receiver, right? I mean, but football doesn't change. And one of the things I think that John Gruden is trying to establish out here in Vegas is that the NFL is now positionless. The NFL is about matchups, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, and you're going to excel on this level.
Definitely going to do that. You know, Coach Gruden gonna put me in the right position. You know, it's gonna be up to me to capitalize. You know, I got a chip on my shoulder. I feel like I should have went first round draft pick one. So, you know, I'm gonna make the world see what type of guy I am.
So I'm curious. Do you prefer to be a running back or halfback in the National Football League, or do you prefer to be a wide receiver?
Man, I prefer whatever Coach Gruden need me to do. And whatever I'm going to get on the field fast is to showcase my ability.
You mentioned that you think you could have been a first-round pick. Was part of the slide not being able to run at the combine?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like if I was able to run there, I probably would have been one of the top 10 picks or something like that.
Yeah, you had a hamstring injury, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about the whole slash role, because I know a lot of people threw your way, you know, Taysom Hill, but you actually talked about a guy on the Steelers who was one of my favorite players who played in Indiana. Who was a guy that you really liked watching in the NFL that you kind of model your game after?
You know, DeAnthony Thomas, when I'm at receiver, you know, when I was playing quarterback, I like to watch Marcus Mariota and Lamar Jackson.
And I think you also mentioned, did you mention Antoine Randle L?
Yes, sir. You know, the Steelers is my favorite team. Yep. No, I'm a Raider now, so
yeah,
Raiders are my favorite team.
Right, they're no longer your favorite team.
Get rid of that.
Extinguish so what that do you one. Know? What do you know about Vegas? I'm curious to hear your reaction that you're going to be coming out here to Las Vegas.
You know, I kind of was out there for a couple years. You know, I got an uncle to live out that way. That's back when I was playing basketball. You know, like fifth, sixth grade, and you know, I know a lot of things change, but I know we're coming Las Vegas Raiders, and we coming to put them on the map.
What was your best skill playing basketball?
Driving to the hole.
There you go.
I can shoot too, but I'm more of a driver first.
The dude, Henry Ruggs, who went with the 12th pick, was actually a great high school basketball player. I don't know if you saw his highlights when he got picked, but he was throwing down dunks left and right at 5'11".
No, I definitely did.
Lynn Bowden Jr. is with us. You are this is going to sound weird because I'm not a tattoo guy. You are more than just a tattoo guy. You got a ton of tattoos, right?
Yes, sir.
How many do you have, you think?
Almost 80, if not 80.
Oh, man. What, I 80. Mean, are you stopping anytime soon? Or, I mean, are you at capacity now?
Nah, you know, tomorrow I'm probably going to get that Raider right on me.
Okay.
Somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what your favorite one is, and it might be the Raiders one you have coming up. But what's your favorite tattoo that you got right now?
Hate it or love it. It's on my right side of my face, on my forehead. And, you know, the definition behind it is hate it or love it, and the it is me. So you're going to hate me or you're going to love me.
Oh, man, Raider Nation is Raider Nation is going to love you. I can tell already Raider Nation is going to be all over you, Lynn Bowden.
Yes, sir.